Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Are you ready?
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
You all know exactly who I am.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory.
Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play.
Thank you to CBS Sports and thank you to Robbins Brothers right here on ESPN 97.5. All right, let's get Frank in here. Then I want to change it up, talk a little Astros baseball. Chance is right. He showed a picture of a guy waving in the window across the street. Hey, I'm over here. With nine straight wins, anybody want to talk about me?
Yeah, congratulations. You've been really good for, like, what, an eighth of your season? What is it? Is it even an eighth of the season?
Well, they've just gotten through one-tenth of the season.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, one-tenth. Okay. I think that's kind of a big deal. That'd be like they're in the second quarter of a football game, okay, of the second football game.
That's great.
That's right.
So they're trailing in the second quarter of a football game.
No, they're winning.
No, they're still trailing.
Why are they trailing?
Because they're still behind the Mariners.
No, they're not behind the Mariners.
No.
Not really.
I know what's going to happen.
Not really.
But it's like saying, oh, look, the Alabama's down 3 points to Ole Miss in the start of the second quarter. We know what's going to happen.
We know it, yeah.
But they're down.
Okay. They're barely down. And they were down big. Because actually, they got to start before. The Astros weren't even on the field for kickoff.
Ole Miss got to play the first quarter without Alabama on the field?
Right.
Okay.
That's exactly what they did. Frank is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, what's with that about the Masters? You know, as an American who was born and living in America for all of my life, I feel like, yay, Tiger win. Who cares? But the guy that really stood out to me was Francisco Molinari. I watched Molinari. We have the older fans against him and bad pin placements because of the Masters intentionally tried to make a Tiger Woods win. And I see him handle it with such grace. And I see him do what he calls Molinari style. Very good. Make a lot of putts, make a lot of shots, and then they tricked the course out to help a Tiger Woods win. Mm. And then all the fans said, oh, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. Molinari, he handled everything beautiful.
So wait a minute.
He handled everything with a great class. And I want to talk about all of the infractions on Tiger Woods.
Wait a minute.
That nobody called because they are racist against an Italian, Francisco Molinari. You see Tiger Woods, his knee hit the ground, he kicked at the ball. Tiger Woods are shooting things out of the way with his club that you're not supposed to. Tiger had many infractions, and they don't call any of them because they are racist against Francisco. And I am an American from America. I'm from Detroit. So I know, as an American from America, I say, oh, this Francisco Molinari, I wish he would come to my house and service my wife and give her a big strong son that I could raise.
So let me ask you a question. Hold on a second. Let's go back. So they.
My name is Efrain.
I know you're, and you're from America, Francesco.
Francesco,
I know you're from America because you've been on the
I'm
show
Frankie
before.
Davis. I used to work in the auto plant before it closed down.
No, you didn't. But here, let me ask you this.
I've been in my
so
whole
the
life.
Pin placements were unfair, and they were for Tigers' advantage. You mean they should have put the pin in the water on number 12? Is that what they should have done?
I know this for a fact because it's Sunday. I saw it on Reddit. Tiger Woods, they said, oh, this is where the pin placements are going to be, Tiger. We're going to show you before the tournament starts. And then they told Francisco Molinari, they said, oh, look at here. We have a secret pin placement. He said, I don't cheat. I don't need it. They said, look at this. And they put a picture in his face, and they showed him the wrong hole location and placement. They tried to trick Francisco Molinari, and he handled it with grace. And with a style.
Well,
everybody
gets to see. Everybody sees the pin placements before they play. But okay.
No, it's a secret. Only Tiger knows.
No.
Because they're racist against Italians at the Augusta. When are they going to let an Italian play on a Tuesday?
They don't. Everybody gets to play on Tuesday.
Italian can't come in and play on a Tuesday.
Everybody gets to
in
play.
July?
Yeah. No, everybody gets to play. You could have gone and played. They'll let you play. But
I'm an American. I want to open the borders up for the Italians to come and play at the golf.
Well, the Italians have been here for a long time. I don't know if you know this, but we know you're not from Italy, from Detroit, Francesco. You've called the show before. We you know, when you make a love to
your
wife.
Hold on a second. I got to go. Thinking my wife isn't making me an American breakfast of bacon and toast and a little bit of gravy.
No, wait. They don't have gravy in the morning in
some
Detroit.
And eggs.
They don't have a tag. So wait
don't
a minute.
Put the egg on that pizza.
Wait a minute. What was Tiger doing cheating? He was cheating?
Yes. You didn't even see. He kicked the ball. I was watching on the broadcast in an American bar. And I said, oh, look at this. A Tiger kicked the ball. Anybody going to call an infraction on him? Hurry, pick up your phone and call the Masters. And everyone sit there. We want a Tiger to win. Oh, look at this. Molinari's going against an entire city, an entire country, an entire golf world and community. Molinari has all of the style and class and graciousness that Tiger does not. He got hit in the head with a lob wedge.
While you do it Molinari
style.
And you
see, it took a divot out of his hairline. You see the divot right there from his hairline is gone from his wife.
So, wait.
She gave him what I like to call an Italian haircut.
Frank, well, that's what the Italian women do, don't they? When they're not making the gravy. But hey, so wait a minute. So I want to know: do you sound like a big Frankie fan, Francesco Molinari fan? You do it.
He's okay. He's nothing. I like Ian Poulter the best, but this guy started to win me over because he's so great. He's so brilliant, and what I like about him is. You look at him. He is the everyman. He's got a little stomach. You know why? He don't need to sit up. He sit up on your girlfriend and do it like this. She do the sit-ups on him.
Molinari style.
Be careful, Tiger. He'll take a you ugly girlfriend, too.
That's
I assume.
Frankie, that's...
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Oh, you hear that
that's
guy?
He don't need to do all that weightlifting and push-ups. He's a real man. He makes a golfer like a real man. He eats a baguette of French bread and an American meal because he's integrated into the country. And then he goes out and doesn't lift a weight. He just hits it 337. Boom.
So
Tiger has to go split his blood and have put special juice inside of his blood to hit it long like Francisco Molinari.
You were out driving him. He can't drive with you, Francesco.
Why do you keep
it
saying
was not me.
It
was
wasn't
Francisco.
Him.
Yeah. I don't golf.
Okay.
Frank is a fan.
No,
Francisco.
I'm pretty sure we've
born
had him
in Detroit. Remember I worked at the other plant.
He told you.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you sound just like Francesco because we had him on after
Italians
he won.
All sound alike, John. Is that you? Maybe he's right about the racist agenda of golf in America.
Well, they kind of do.
I'm a Polish. You hear my accent. I'm a Polish.
You're Polish?
Yeah, well.
Frank Kolowowski is my last name.
Kolowowski?
Kolowowski. What? No, you don't. You certainly sound a lot like Francesco Molinari because he was on our show last year.
I got a joke for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tiger, use the steroids.
That's not a joke.
It's just a statement.
Yeah.
It's a joke he played on the entire golfer world.
That's not a joke, and that's inflammatory, Francesco, for you to be saying that about Tiger Woods.
Question for you. A man will walk into a bar. You know who else walk in with him? A bunch of doctors who give him a steroid. That man, Tiger Woods.
Why do they give him steroids in a bar?
Yeah. What the hell? Man walks into a bar.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because he got a steroid from Tiger Woods so he could have a bigger breast to eat. But the Americans can eat their big steroid breast.
Must have been tough for you being
chicken.
You know,
I've been working at an auto plant. I know.
You don't really have the physique of a Tiger Woods. I will say that. Okay, Francesco. You know what I'm saying? Okay, maybe eat a little less pasta. Maybe work out a little more. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I can't speak to that man. I don't know him. He just seemed like a great guy who might do things to your girlfriend if you don't take care of her right.
Francesco's going to take care of your girlfriend for you.
You're sitting in that corner like Jeff.
Yeah. All right. Well, Francesco, we appreciate you calling in. That was interesting.
And next time, I would say we need to be a little more tolerant of the Italians.
Right.
Like calling for that cheater Tiger Woods who take a steroid and Francesco do it Molinari style, the real way, like a real man off the tee.
Like the real man in the real. Yeah. Well, no, we appreciate it. Thanks, Frankie. The Italians are discriminated against, though.
Well, you heard him.
I heard him.
And you continue to confuse him with
control.
Frank. Frank and Francesco are two different people. You kept saying they're the same guy.
Well.
So maybe he's right about.
I don't know. He didn't disguise his voice very well, did he?
Why would he disguise? He's Frank, not Francesco.
Well,
yeah, I didn't see the correlation.
I didn't think he was Polish. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think
Polish.
He was from Detroit.
Kowalski.
Yeah.
From Detroit. Worked in an auto plant.
Doesn't seem like that to me. It seemed like it was the same guy who called last year after he won his first major. It just seemed like that.
I mean, the basics of the call are the same. Suggestions that if you don't take care of your girl,
yeah,
a Molinari right. will.
Molinari style.
Yeah. Huh.
And that she does sit-ups on him
right.
and he doesn't do sit-ups.
Right. We know that. We saw him yesterday. He doesn't do many sit-ups. Right. All right.
Maybe Francesco or Frank needs to do something with Chance to figure out where he's actually from. And what,
right.
what's that called?
YourHeritageFilm.com. YourHeritageFilm.com. Chance doesn't really go back into Your Heritage, although he'll ask you about it. And I think Frank will lie about it, if you want to know the
sounds
truth.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like he's a liar. Molinari style. But here's the deal, is it appears to me that if you want to someone in your family, Lance did it with his dad, okay? We're doing it with my father-in-law. He's going to turn 80 this year, and this is a gift for him that he couldn't be more excited about. Chance sat down with him for a long interview, and he told him everything about growing up and how he got and all the stuff and how he got where he is and all that stuff, and it's just awesome. Just awesome. And it's going to turn out to be perfect because Chance is he is a guy who is so persnickety about making sure that everything is perfect. He will not give it to you until he thinks it is an absolutely perfect product. That's the way he is. And love him for it. So if you're looking to keep someone for generations to come in your family, yourheritagefilm.com, yourheritagefilm.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Seventh inning. Brandon Brennan back out there after striking out two his last inning. And Diaz rips one to left field. Looking up, Santana. This ball is gone! Alexis Diaz gives the Astros a 3-2 lead with a line drive home run to left. Diaz, second home run is an Astro.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Buddy, I was watching the Astros when he said, you talked about how solid the Astros are now at the end of the games. Have you talked about Presley and Osuna, that combination of setup and closer? That it's potentially the best in the game right now. And no, really haven't. When you look at some of the guys, Betances and Chapman, that comes to mind as one of the best. You've also got Soria and Trinan for the A's. You've got a couple different guys in Cody Allen. But you got to feel, and it came, you know, we saw it again yesterday. Look at Osuna now. 9 outings this year. He's given up 2 hits. They were both in the same game, a game that he saved. All but the first game when he was in that 5-1 game against the Rays, where Verlander just beat the snot out of Snell. He has either saved every game or he won one. So he is off to a fantastic start, and Ryan Presley is just the nuts. I mean, when you get to the back end now, which is such a worry, and you hope that this is going to be able to hold up. Postseason's always different, obviously, right? And we've seen how the Astros bullpen falls apart. But we got the potential to see a Lidge Wagner, Dotel with Lidge Wagner kind of thing going on here.
I think when you look at how many arms are in there, I think it's very similar because you have power arms and you look at who the arms are. Because Dotel had a big fastball. He also had a sharp breaking pitch. You had the same thing with Lidge, and Lidge had some dominant stuff. Presley can be a dominant pitcher. We know. Rondon has had his moments. I still don't really trust Rondon fully, but whatever. But he does have a big arm. And then Josh James, we'll wait and see. He's still developing, but he does. We know he has another big arm. I would say, from an arm standpoint, you absolutely have the same arms as those other guys. I think you do have that opportunity, and that is something I'm keeping a close eye on, is how they use those players. And it does look like A.J. Hinch clearly wants to get into a groove with setup and with setup to the setup man and closer. I think he'll mix up the seven and eight inning guys.
I don't know about the 8 inning guys, because here's the deal is, well, yeah, you could see Presley coming in the seventh if it's their 2-3-4 or 3-4-5.
It's based on matchups now more than just innings. It used to just be, well, this is the 7-inning guy and this is the 8-inning guy.
Well,
in the analytics world, though, John, it's like, hey, let's get the best matchups in this.
Well, let's say it's Verlander and he goes 7, and you've got 3-4-5 coming up in the 8th. I don't think you change Presley and Osuna, because Presley may be better than Osuna. You know what I'm saying? So you would keep Osuna, or even if it's the bottom of the order in the 8th, but you feel fine with Osuna taking care of the top of the order in the 9th. So I think that you're going to see more of a role kind of thing, because I think you have trust in both guys, right? I don't think you have to worry about, Osuna's your best guy, so we might use him in the 8th. You got Presley. So you don't have to use Osuna in the 8th. You know what? You save Osuna for the 9th. And even if the heart of their order is coming up in the 9th, then you'll still see Osuna, because you got a lot of confidence in that guy as well. So you're going to, while AJ, debunks that, oh no, well, we got a setup and we got a closer. That's what's happening right now. And as long as it goes this way, and that's not going to go this well, let's just face it. I mean, to give up two hits and both of them in one outing in nine appearances is just unbelievable. And for Presley to not give up anything is just unbelievable. And oh, by the way, they're going to be overused because they're going to win a lot of games, and you're going to need, you know, those guys. But I could see Josh James coming in when, you know, if Presley's been overused. I could see Josh James coming in the eighth. I could see Rondon in the eighth as well. Boy, it was scary having Will Harris in there in the seventh the other night. It was just scary. And thank God for Jake Mariznick going to the wall. He went to the wall for Verlander. Did you see Verlander put his hands on his head? He was like, oh, no, I just lost this game.
He's not really the John Stark of the team. He did go to the wall. He had to make the trip to the wall also, and he does have the long flowing hair and the beard. But I just I don't see the same. John Snow. I don't really see the same lineage with.
Well, you don't know his lineage. You don't know.
Well, yeah, he could be. We already know John isn't.
Spoiler.
Well, we found that out.
Too bad.
Last year.
Too bad. If you're listening, too bad.
Two years ago.
We found that out. Last season, but 2 years ago, we found that out.
Right. But it doesn't matter. It's still a spoiler.
If someone hadn't watched last season, yes, it is a spoiler.
Yeah. So we're going to have Eric Layden on to talk about it?
Yeah, Eric Layden wants to come on. So we'll do that at about 8:45. We'll do it each week, our little game. So if you're worried about spoilers because you haven't watched it, then just that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
You just don't need a...
Well, then don't.
My wife's already really pissed off at Daenerys. She calls during breaks because she wants to talk about it because she's really not a fan at all.
She's not a fan.
What did she do in the last episode? What did she do yesterday that would upset your wife?
She's tired of her telling everyone to bend the knee, bend the knee.
That's a queen.
She
thinks
she's getting a little snooty.
That's what the queen does.
She is getting a little full of herself, I will admit.
Well,
Sansa's like, who is this? What do you mean? What do you mean you're my queen? What? Well, who's she talking to?
That's part of the tension for the entire year. Well, at least for the next five episodes. Who will bend the knee? Who won't? And
to whom, though?
Exactly.
Will she bend the knee to Aegon?
You mean her? Her nephew?
Her nephew?
Yeah.
I feel like that's unlikely. It doesn't seem like something she's looking to do.
You know what? All this time, I've been through all this stuff. You know what? Let me bend the knee.
Yeah,
no, that's not happening.
You mean to tell me the only people? You mean it was written in a book someplace? And you're as Lance would do. Your timid brother is the only other person who knows the truth. Why would I listen to you if you missed Friday's episode?
Timmy.
Lance compared Timmy. Brandon.
There's Bran sitting there at the end of the episode looking at the Kingslayer.
He goes, I'm waiting for an old friend.
Here's
what I hope happens. I hope Jamie goes over and just stabs him.
That seems unlikely, Lance.
Bran's range acting-wise?
Well, he doesn't do much.
I mean, how about the emotions?
Well,
he's terrible.
He's not a human being anymore. He doesn't have emotions.
This is the problem with child actors.
He doesn't have emotions.
Chance was tweeting that out yesterday. Well, he's not human.
With his acting.
He's not human anymore. That's the point.
Yeah.
He's also not a child actor.
He's a raven.
This is what happens when you rely on child actors. When they grow up and they can't act at all, stuck with them.
He's not supposed to emote. The whole point of him is he's not even human anymore.
Okay, so what kind of emotional range does a raven have, Lance?
Exactly, it's a raven.
He's a raven.
He's not a raven.
Yes,
he is.
He's the three-eyed raven.
He's not human.
I love Sam Tarly. He walked in. He said, I'm the three-eyed raven. He goes, oh, okay. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, who does? How many people do?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry you burned up my... father, at least my brother's there.
I'm sorry, I
burned his ass up too. Okay.
I'm gonna have to leave now.
So do you mind if I leave? My father and brother have been burned to death badly. Okay.
All right. 8:30 ESPN 97.5. You know what? That was a gritty scene.
It was. And if you want to get on the grid, it's a different kind of gritty. It's GRIDDY. I'm going to go to my app right now. I like to do this. This app is totally addictive. It's a Go Gritty is the website, GOGRIDDY.com. You can get connected directly to the grid where you're not paying a third party for your energy. Most of you are paying third parties. Pretty much all of you are paying the third party prices. And what they'll do is they'll price it and they will build in their own fees and their own you know, in their own amounts of money, you know, for them to make. And what Gritty does is Gritty is totally transparent. They say, okay, it's $10 a month. That's going to be your fee to join a membership to so that you can buy wholesale energy, just like the other companies that are out there doing it and then marketing it up and passing it on to you. You get that wholesale rate. So when the energy price is higher, you pay that higher rate. When it's much, much lower, like it is right now, for example, or in the middle of the night when it's 1.2, right now it's at 1.7 cents per kilowatt hour. I know because I can see it right here on my app. That's what I'm paying. Chances are you're paying 9, 10, 11 kilowatt cents per hour. If you want to get wholesale energy rates for just $10 a month is your membership fee, and you can get unlimited amounts of energy at wholesale rates, gogritty.com. That's GOGRIDDY.com. No member, only the $10 membership fee. There's no contracts. You can leave anytime you want if you're not satisfied. But I think you're going to love the prices you see with Gritty.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. Del, how good do you feel for Joe LaCava? He hadn't been on the bag for a major since 92 with Freddie.
Who the hell? Oh, he was Tiger's caddy?
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Why did he have such a hiatus? What, just guys? He was
Freddie
caddy,
didn't
win
again.
And Tiger just switched to him or something?
Yeah, Tiger went to him. He's a longtime caddy and really, really good caddy. Tiger went through, obviously, you know, Fluff and Williams and guys, and he settled on Joe. Joe's a longtime caddy.
I guess I feel
thought to be a great guy.
I guess I feel great for him. Congratulations,
yeah.
To Joe.
No,
I mean,
that's great.
I wasn't going to feel badly if he hadn't been on the bag, but since he is, good for Joe. I mean, that's as much emotion as I'm going to muster up about this, because I didn't watch a stroke.
You really didn't?
I don't know why people don't think I lived the life I put out here on the show. I didn't watch a shot. You know what? I was actually upset because without golf in the afternoon, it forced me to take a nap. I had to push through and take a nap before Game of Thrones. Like, if golf was there, it would have been a natural progression into a nap, because I would have just put it up and then turned off. Really not watched it, but put it up so Jim Nance would have, like, rocked me to sleep. It didn't happen. I had to force myself into a nap. That was what I was supposed
to do. So you didn't have golf to help you nap?
No, but I don't...
Yeah, they replayed it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right after it was done, they replayed it because that was supposed to be the slot it was in.
Certainly. So I lived the life I talk about here. People would say, old school, I walk the walk.
How about you just are a curmudgeon?
I'm not a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Golf doesn't bother me except when we talk about it here, because I don't like being bored at work.
No, you wanted Kirsten to call you during the show because we'd be talking about the Masters.
She wanted to talk Game of Thrones, so we'll do that in the next segment.
I want Nicole to call in, Lance, and give her reasoning.
She will. She's going to be ugly.
Yeah, I want to hear her reasoning for hating Danny.
Text right now.
I mean, Danny's not that likable.
She might use the B word.
I don't care.
I mean, I don't dislike Danny, but I could see why. She's not that likable of a character.
What the hell? I think Sansa's being the B.
Sansa learned from Cersei. Sansa learned protect
your
own.
Oh, no, you know what? Now all of a sudden Sansa's like, oh, this is I'm the Lady of the North.
Well, she is the Lady of the North.
Well,
that
she's
is
the
her
Lady
official
of the North,
title.
And she's like, oh, this bitch coming in my house.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Well, stop, okay, because she's the queen.
No, well,
and she got
how
dragons.
Would Wendy like it if somebody if Kate Upton tried to come into your house and just start taking all your
Kate
stuff?
Kate Upton
over
ain't my queen.
That?
I'm not bending the knee for to Kate
okay,
Upton.
Okay, exactly.
Well,
thank you.
Well, it's not you because
but Kate Upton ain't the queen. She ain't got
yes,
no
she
right
is.
To the throne.
She's yes, she does. Justin Verlander gave you a World Series.
The equation is however your brother would snag.
Greg.
In Lance's example, Kate Upton could be anyone.
Cheese, yeah, the big cheese.
Yeah, and whoever it may be, and and she came home, she came to wherever you guys live and tried to take over, wouldn't he be okay with it?
Yeah, if she was the queen. Okay, if my brother was
I don't feel like she would.
Yeah, no, if she was the queen, you go, you bend the
knee. She's not the queen yet.
She is the queen.
She doesn't sit on the Iron Throne. She's not the queen.
She's designated herself.
She's self-proclaimed queen.
She has, okay, if my brother brought home a fine-ass woman with blonde hair and had two dragons, yeah, you bend the knee.
Okay.
Well, so and just Sansa's remember that. Decided, and I'll tell, I'm not
tell Wendy to
knee.
Bend the knee.
Tell then. Wendy, bend the knee. And she'd be like, I'm bending no meat, needing that bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We just said that.
But you know what?
Thank you.
Then I'd have to, then we'd have to, you know.
Then we'd have,
now
we'd
have, then we'd now have nothing. Have issues. Then we'd have nothing.
You have nothing because you would listen to Wendy. Because you bend the knee to her.
I do bend the knee to Wendy. There's no question about that. No question. But it's illogical, your wife's hatred for Daenerys.
A lot of people don't like Dany. They all particularly during the time when she was in Braavos and other places, people didn't like her. They thought that those storylines sucked.
What?
Because everyone was focused on Westeros. People didn't really like those storylines.
Nah, that was good. There were good storylines.
I'm not speaking for everyone. I'm speaking for some people. People were like, can we stop with this? Can she just finally come over? Well, we don't care about this.
And we got this guy, Tommy V, who didn't like Frankie calling in. Okay? He thinks that's the worst segment in radio history.
He didn't like Frank?
No, he didn't like Frank. And you know what? The people have spoken. They love Frank. Tommy V. Come on, Tommy.
Frank was from Detroit. He was Polish.
Yeah, he's a Polish guy from Detroit. Why wouldn't you like him on the show? Stop already. Okay? Sansa's the only one smart enough to see Cersei is full of shit and still wants power. Cersei or Dany?
No, Cersei. The one, the whole...
Oh,
Jamie's that's
gonna,
true. Yeah,
well, we
yeah,
know
yeah.
in the next episode...
Yeah, she said, she told Tyrion, oh, you believed her when she said she was sending her armies?
I used to think you're the cleverest person
yes,
in the world.
But guess who showed up? Well, Jamie.
Jamie's going to tell everyone.
Yep.
So, you know who's going to get married? Brienne and Jamie?
I don't see that happening.
Oh, I do.
I don't see a marriage happening. I can see them do stuff. I don't see a marriage happening.
Arya and Gendry.
I don't see them marrying either.
I do.
I don't see her doing stuff.
There's not
either.
Enough time for all young. That. Well, no, she's like 19, I guess 18 in the show. She's like 20 what? Plus in real life. Yeah. She is? She's like 21 in real life, I think.
There's no way she's 21.
The show's been on for 8 years, Lance.
Who's taller, her or Tyrion?
She is.
Oh, she's way taller.
She's like in the 5 foot range. She's not 5 foot tall.
Did you see Jon? You know how short Jon Snow
Snow's
is?
Like 5'6".
Yeah. And she had to jump up into his arms.
Still 5 foot. He's still a dwarf.
They probably have him sitting on a box or something, standing on a box.
He's a dwarf. He's still like 4 whatever. She's taller than him.
Not sure. Says you. You don't know.
Says stats. Says the internet.
You don't know.
No. There's got to be a lot of death in the next show. There really wasn't a lot going on.
No, there wasn't. It was a slow start.
It was a setup episode. Why do you guys? I told you no one important was going to die. Only Ned Umba died. No one cares about that kid.
No, nobody cares.
I told you no one was going to die in this episode.
No, nobody cared. Nobody cared about that kid. I was glad he died.
Why? I wasn't glad he was dead.
I was.
I didn't care.
Hated that kid. How about bring your armies instead of, I forgot, or I need more horses.
Well,
I don't want to hear excuses. Don't tell me how big the waves are. Bring the ship in, kid.
We all should have known because
jerk.
The intro showed where he was from, and they had never shown that intro, the world before.
What about me? I'm Reek. I grew my hair back. That must mean I'm cool again.
Yeah.
I matter again.
No, I'm just glad the Reek thing didn't last long. He saved us. We didn't have to focus on that for a while. It was like a one-minute scene.
All right. Eric Layton's going to join us on the other side. And, by the way,
maybe.
I wish Nicole would have joined us because I would have told her this. The American alternative country band Old 97's coming to Houston House of Blues on May 8th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and 3 guests to the show.
Caller, I'm glad I already bought tickets. Fantastic.
Caller, they're not for you.
Caller right now, number 7, wins a 4-pack of tickets to see the Old 97s on May 8th at House of Blues. For more show and ticket info, head to houseofblues.com/Houston. Houseofblues.com/Houston. Caller number 7.
And before we
Lance will be out of town because his wife wants him out of town
for
that show.
No, I'm the one who bought the tickets because I'm making sure
doesn't
I'm
matter.
Going.
She's gonna probably no, poison
I'm going.
You.
You know, in
I'm
Game
going.
Of Thrones, everyone has like a name. Danny's calls herself the Queen of the Andals. Right. John, he's a bastard. Whatever. What did you call Lance when I gave you that? when I gave you that read?
What did he call me?
Lance the Cuck?
How clever. How clever.
Well, listen, don't eat any. Don't let your wife cook you anything before that show, because you'll come down with food poisoning, not be able to go, and then she's going to have him all to herself.
I'm going.
All right. Eric Lade on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. What about your patio?
What about Texas Custom Patios? I can't wait until, I guess next week I'll be out of town too, so I won't be able to watch the Game of Thrones on a patio. I know the kids actually had, they had basketball and baseball going on separately. One was on the patio, and it was a Masters. That's what it was. Masters was outdoors on the patio, and the basketball playoffs in the middle of the afternoon were indoors. And one of the great things about having that patio is that you can get away, and it could be your own little space. You could throw the kids out there while you're trying to do things. You can have people come over and have dinners outside. You can set up your own patio. It could be a great outdoor space. And Texas Custom Patio can help make that a reality. Everybody wants a great outdoor space. Everybody. And yet, for a lot of people, you just think it's something that can't happen for you. But when you look at the before and after of my home, and you look at some of the before and afters at TexasCustomPatios.com, you can actually envision what your home could look like. I didn't think my house could look like this, but the design team, as well as the owner, Stephen Schell, they design it for you so that you see exactly what your backyard could look like. And then once they build it, it's an exact model, replica of the model that they built previously. And you end up enjoying your outdoor time. Whether it's an outdoor patio, an outdoor kitchen, an enclosure, a sunroom, let Texas Custom Patios build it for you. They're the best in the state. Go to tcplance.com and see what they did for my backyard.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, Eric Lane's not coming, I guess. So there's that. What happened, Lance?
We'll see. He wants to come on at the end of the show, is what he had said yesterday, but I think he may mean sometime cutting into Raheel's time, and I don't want to cut into Raheel's time.
Well, Raheel will want to talk about Game of Thrones.
Plus, we have talked a lot about Game of Thrones already up to this point. We might want to talk about Game of Rockets since they got the first segment and none since then.
There's really
a product of
Game of Masters.
Expectations. This is a series where we expect the Rockets to have a good, easy time of it, and they, at least in Game 1, showed that. I mean,
it's not going to be that easy the whole series.
I don't
the
think
Jazz
they're
gonna are
going to
win. Jazz are for sure going to win a game.
I don't think they're going to beat the Jazz by 30. But
I don't think they're winning the game.
I think I think that the Rockets are prone to a lapse, and I think it'll happen.
I do too.
I don't think it'll happen over the course of a series, but I think there's one game where they won't play well, or they will, for whatever reason, stop caring as much as they should. And Jazz might take advantage.
That's
kind of how playoff series always go. Everyone, even the dominant teams, will find a way to let one slide.
Better chance of winning a championship this year, the Astros or the Rockets?
Astros. But not by much. They don't have a Golden State to get through.
No, but they also, do they have the starters? Okay, do the Rockets have everything necessary on their roster to win? I feel like they do.
But are they as talented as the competition? While you could certainly say the Astros are. You do cut your rotation down in basketball, but you can go down to a three-man rotation in the postseason. And they're good enough. They're just as good as anybody.
Wade Miley's dominant at times.
Hmm. You know, Colin. Well, if Colin McHugh holds on, and you don't know what. Frankly, we don't know what this team is. This could be a lot like the second half Rockets, where you got Daniel House and Kenneth Faried, and you didn't have them early. Forrest Whitley might be a force. We don't know.
Yeah,
we won't know till June.
I still think it's an interesting question, because with the Astros, you simply cannot have your one or your two not pitch like they, you know, pitched here over the last in the last two games. You can't have that with a chance to win. I mean, you got a great lineup. Clearly, your lineup. I would agree with you. I think your lineup is better suited to match up against the best teams in the league, as opposed to the Rockets, who, you know, Golden State is a unique team. That team has so much talent. It's going to go down as being one of the most loaded top four players on the team that we've seen in NBA history when they're done with their run. But the Astros are—they're built to match up with Red Sox. It didn't look like it last year in the postseason, but they are. And I think Brantley makes a big difference there. And Correa being back, you know, makes a difference. But I mean, really being back. But I think the big difference is you don't have a lot of margin for error with that starting rotation, as we talked about. Where I guess you could say the same thing with the Rockets. You have you have very little margin of error as it pertains to James Harden. He's got to really play well for you to beat Golden State. So I guess that's true in both senses, in both cases.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that their rotation is as good as the Red Sox, again. Or even, you know, their pitching is probably, it's better at the top, certainly, than the Yankees. But the Yankees are deeper. They're deeper in their bullpen as well. And the lineup is formidable, although the Yankees aren't playing great ball yet, but they've got all kinds of injuries. The Yankees are going to be a different team too. That team that just came in here and got swept, that ain't the Yankees. So, I know that we may be a little bit overconfident at the end of the season. Well, the Astros won this many games against them. Well, that's like, you know, Utah beating the Rockets early in the season. That's great, except that's not the team that you're facing in the postseason. And so, You got to worry about that. You know what? The Astros have a better chance than the Rockets because there is no Golden State. Golden State is minus what was it before the playoffs started? Golden State was minus 2-1 or more.
More. It was like 4-1. Was
and
like
you no, the field was plus 170. I think they were minus 2.
Oh, minus 240. I think
minus 240 while the field was plus 170. That's ridiculous. That's like Tiger against the field when he was at his peak. That's like 2001 Tiger when you got the field at plus and you had Tiger at minus. That's how dominant this Golden State team is. So if not for them, I would say Rockets. But obviously they're there. They're still around. And you know what else is around? Best hotel rates. You know what is unbelievable?
I'm looking at them right now, John. As a matter of fact, we've got four hotels through besthotelrates.com for our trip to Quebec this summer. We're already looking at it, and we looked at hotels.com. We looked at best hotel rates, lower rates, all four across the board, all four.
How about that? So you're looking at a trip and you go, oh, well, let me call and see what it is. And then you go to besthotelrates.com and it's better. And that's what's happening every single day. Why would you pay more than you have to for a hotel? That's something that you can just save money. It's all in the name, Lance. Besthotelrates.com. What does that mean to you?
It means you have the best hotel rates.
Thank you.
And then you put a .com on it.
Yes. And then you put .com after it, and bing, 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 bing.
And that's when it unlocks everything.
You win. Besthotelrates.com. That's besthotelrates.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.